All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of our Master Muhammad. Thereafter, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, after we farewell the month of repentance, let us all remain steadfast on repentance. And after we farewell the month of good deeds, let us also remain steadfast on performing acts of obedience to Allah. The proper and complete repentance is one which Allah the Exalted loves and accepts. It is the repentance where you repent from all the past committed sins, regret having done them, and intend never to return to sinning again. Thabit al-Bunani, a righteous and God-fearing slave of Allah, the Lord of the worlds, out of whose grave the recitation of the Holy Quran used to be heard, Subhanallah, it was related from the one who placed Thabit in his grave, saying, I swear by Allah, the one worthy of worship and the only God, that we placed Thabit al-Bunani in his grave. And as we were positioning the slabs of concrete, one slab fell down, and so I went down to pick it up. Astonishingly, I witnessed him standing upright, praying in his grave. I turned then to my assistant and said, Do you see him? He replied, Be quiet. We placed the soil and covered his grave, and then we approached the daughter of Thabit and asked her, Was Thabit always engaged in a special good during his life? She replied, Why is it that you ask me this? What did you see? And so we informed her. Then she replied, For 50 years he used to stay awake for the whole night, engaged in acts of obedience to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. At time of Sahar, just before dawn, that is the Fajr prayer, he used to say in his dua, O Allah, if you were ever to grant a person the performing of prayer in the grave, I humbly ask you to grant me this merit. And so Allah, the Most Merciful, fulfilled his supplication. Thabit, as righteous as he was, remained steadfast on performing the optional prayers, the recommended sunnah prayer, for the whole 50 years, and kept asking Allah to grant him the prayer in the grave. And so Allah generously fulfilled his supplication. Sadly, some people nowadays neglect even performing the obligatory prayers. Some may pray during Ramadan only, to stop after it has ended, going back to their old way of living. And may Allah protect us from this. During the Isra journey, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, saw angels smashing some people's heads with rocks. These heads would then return to their former shape, and then the angels would smash the heads again, and so on. Angel Jibreel told the Prophet, these are the ones whose heads felt too heavy to perform the obligatory prayers. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it could be hours, minutes, or even less before one departs this life. Don't you think it is wise for one to restrain from committing sins to fulfill the obligations, since life and its pleasures are surely coming to an end very soon? How happy and joyful the believer will be on the Day of Judgment because of what he had done in Ramadan. How great is it to obey your Lord, Allah, consistently, to withhold from saying what Allah forbade, and to attend the circles of knowledge. For it is our Master Muhammad, peace be upon him, that said, the believer should always be competent in acquiring the knowledge of the religion, for this will surely lead to paradise. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, time often passes by while we are preoccupied with the pleasures of this world. And it is only when we realize our forgetfulness that we seek the path of repentance to Allah the Almighty. The gateway to repentance is open as long as the soul has not reached the throat, or the sun has not risen from the west, or the person has not seen the angel of death. Bliss awaits those who have repented to Allah properly. Although our joy with Eid al-Fitr is great, on the Day of Judgment, unlike the losers, the righteous Muslim will be met with a greater joy yet for finding in the journal of deeds what makes them very, very happy. Such a Muslim will be with the believers in heaven, drinking from the fruit nectars of paradise, eating from its food, and meeting the master of mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. I also remind you, dear brothers and sisters, to fast the 6 days of the month of Shawwal, in accordance with the hadith, where the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan and follows it with fasting 6 days of Shawwal will be almost similar to fasting a full year. It is not a condition for these 6 days to be in succession, hence the 6 days can be spread throughout the whole month of Shawwal. In the end, we ask Allah to facilitate a path for us to perform the acts of obedience, and Allah knows best.